Reformed Church.
When we say we love you, Lord, or I just prayed that, I said, you know, oh, we love you, Lord. The same way that when you talk about God loving us, it's not just, if you're talking about the demonstration of that love, you're not referring to God's affection, you're referring to what Jesus provided to us, right? That's the love of God. And actually, more specifically, too, it's the Holy Spirit, actually, that's called the love of God in the Bible. That's for another time, but the Holy Spirit's actually called the love of God, but the Holy Spirit's what Jesus came to provide, which is why Jesus, what he did at the cross, is called the demonstration of God's love. That's, again, a different message, but when we say we love you, Lord, that means we believe you. If you love the Lord, you keep his commandments, all right? If you love the Lord, you keep his commandments, and the commandments of God go like that, right? They go faith, and then faith works out love for your neighbor. That's how that works. So loving the Lord is believing the Lord, and that does work out a love for your neighbor, but love for God is believing him, right? That's why, as we've said so many times, loving the Lord with your heart, that's why the Bible says to love me with your heart. God wants you to love him with your heart. Usually, because in America, we say, like if you're doing a job and you say, oh, I'm really doing it with my whole heart, you don't really mean you're doing it with your whole mind. That's just like an expression we use for like wholeheartedly, right? It's an expression you use for doing it with like all the oomph that you've got, all the effort really that you have. That is not what it means when the Lord asks you to love him with all your heart. That's not an expression, okay? We've turned it into an expression that means, you know, with all your effort, but that's not what it's referring to. It literally means your heart, and your heart is literally your inner man, the Bible calls it, or AKA your mind or your soul. And that is how you love God. So when we say, you know, oh, Lord, we love you, the way you love God is to believe him. So many Christians say, you know, Lord, I love you with my life and things like that. That's not how you love God. You love God by believing him. Or sometimes we'll even say, for someone that is, let's say, super religious, and by that I just mean they're all about what they do for the Lord, right? They're all about what they do for the Lord. They're not really about talking about what Jesus has provided them and that solely, but they're very God service, you know, service to the Lord, trying to do the will of God oriented, and that in the flesh. And when someone's oriented like that in their mind, sometimes we'll say, oh, but you know what? But they love God so much. They're so misled. But you see, that's not true, right? If you're misled, then you don't love God. Right? Loving God is believing him. See, we use love for God as affection for God. If you're enthusiastic about God, we say, well, you love God so much. That's not loving God. God never asked you to love him with your enthusiasm, right? For instance, the Jews are also very enthusiastic about God today. Paul said they're very zealous. But they're zealous, it says, and they don't have actually knowledge of the God that they say they're zealous for. So do they just really love God, but they just don't know Jesus? No, because love for God is knowing Jesus. You understand where I'm coming from? Love for God equals knowing Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, you don't love God, even if you're enthusiastic about him. So that's just a side note, and that's just free. But love for God is the knowledge of Jesus and is belief in God's Son. You know, if you're looking for proof of that, because I'm not teaching a message on this, read the Obedience is Faith article, and you'll get all that, all the biblical proof for that, because the Obedience is Faith article is, man, that's an article. It's a nice long article, but there's nothing redundant in there. It's a lot of good information. But anyway, just want to throw that out there. It's not that, like, oh, they just love God, but they don't know Jesus, really, but they really love God. No, then they don't love God then. God wants you to love him by knowing his Son. So if you don't know his Son, you don't love God. Even with all your enthusiasm and all your effort to try to serve him, he don't want your service. The Lord's looking for people that'll serve him by his Spirit, right? By believing the truth. That's what John 4 says. But you don't love God with your service. You don't love God with your body. You don't love God with your life. You love him with your heart.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this unpopular message to the world. If you'd like to support Reformed Church, you can do so at reforminus.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reforminus.com.